Tell me this. Have you in your phone the telephone number of someone who has passed away? Someone who is no longer capable of answering the phone, but you've kept their number. Why have you done that? Is it just bad housekeeping? You've still got the number there and you haven't got around to deleting it? Or when you look at it, is that person so special to you that you think, well, at least I have the phone number they used to use? It's amazing, but research has been done that suggests that people are reticent about getting rid of telephone numbers of those who were dear to them. You know, why would we keep the telephone number? That was the question I was asking. And then I got my own phone out and I started to go through my telephone address book. And I have numbers of at least three people who are no longer with us. None of them dear friends or family, I must say, but people who I would have known very well indeed, who have passed away. And it just put a little chill down my spine when I looked and I saw that, yes, I still have their number. But that is down to bad housekeeping. I've made no conscious decision to keep those numbers. But now I've got the phone in front of me, I feel almost guilty that I'm about to delete them from my memory. I'm just looking here at a text from Joanne that says, I never deleted my late husband's mobile number and I always texted him over the years to let him know what was happening in my family's lives. Until last Christmas, I sent him a text telling him I missed him, but I got a text back from an unknown person asking who I was. It turned out after 12 years, my husband's number had been given to another person. I was devastated and had to delete his number. This was so sad for me, says Joanne. That will happen. The system, of course, will realise the number's not being used. The system will see the number's not being paid for, and the number will, I suppose, just drop off the edge. And then it is reallocated to someone else. But that moment, Joanne, where you got the reply must have been startling for you. And I can't help thinking, Joanne, that it was an unusual thing to do, to send texts to your husband. Was it because you loved sending him texts when the phone was working properly? Was it the joy of getting a reply from him? Was it your conduit to be able to touch him, to reach out, and he was there when he was away at work, and now when he's wherever he is after he's died, you sense that his mobile number was that link to him. Many people would find it an incredibly strange thing. Others would be thinking it's just a lovely way of staying in touch, or trying to stay in touch, because people do it in different ways, don't they? They kneel down and pray to the person who's died. They go to the graveside and talk to the headstone. Or do they talk to the body that's in the ground? Or they go to where the ashes are scattered, maybe at the beach or at a football stadium or somewhere, but they think about the person because they believe that's where the person is. So I'm just wondering, have you just coldly been able to write, Auntie Bertha's dead, there's her number, delete. Maybe it's easy enough with Auntie Bertha, but how is it with a husband or a wife or a mother, or maybe heartbreakingly with a child if you have their telephone number? Have you ever actually deleted the number with tears in your eyes, possibly? Or have you just been able to do it as a matter of fact? Because after all, you know, you are not going to get through to them. We'll speak to Karen, who's on this line. Karen, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well, Karen. I'm looking at a lot of texts and emails coming in about this. Karen, it's something I had given very, very little thought to. What's your story, Karen?
Well, Frank, my mother passed 6 years ago this May, and she's only had 3 weeks of cancer, and she was just like a sister to our whole family. But I text her every so often. Good things happen in my life. When bad things happen in my life, when I'm feeling so sad and so down, I text her, and I get the best comfort. Now, I go to the graveyard that's there as well, and I love it. Other people don't like the graveyard, but I just love having it, just reconnecting with her, just because I text her all the time, torture her with death, and I'm still torturing death, God love her. But I know that my mummy wouldn't make, like, just looking down and probably nine and laughing at me, and you know. But I know that my sister's there too, you know, and I know that one of the family actually has a phone. I don't know if they ever check it. I hope not. But I get great comfort and great joy from it. So yeah, it's for different folks.
No, totally. I'm just wondering, because this has been done in the past as well. I'm going to ask you, but I just think it's bizarre, but it has been done, where the mobile phone has been buried with the loved one. You didn't go as far as doing that.
No. I know. I see that my brother has it. And I've never asked him, does he ever look at the messages or anything else? But I say, Frank, it just gives me great comfort, because texting was a big part of our lives, especially when she was sick. You know, hey, are you, mummy? Hey, are you there? And here she was. Oh my God, here she was. There's that big cat texting me again. She won't even let me down, peace. You know, so I know she'll be laughing and she'll be saying, "Oh my God, there she goes again." But I feel her and I feel her near me.
Yeah, obviously a very, very close family. And like Joanne earlier, if you were to get a text back and it was someone saying, "Sorry, who are you?" Simply because the number had been passed on to someone else after 10 years, would that be heartbreaking?
No, it wouldn't. No, because I know, like, it'll not be forever. I don't mind that there, but just while I can, I do. And as I say, whenever I was at my lowest ebb, and nearly, I'm not suicidal, never that bad, but when I was at my lowest ebb, and I texted her and I poured my heart out to her, I just got an instant relief. It really helped me.
It's amazing therapy, absolutely. Karen, thank you very much indeed. There's a prime example of how beneficial texting the person who you've lost. It's just like a platform to communicate with them. It's like, I suppose, the old tradition of writing down your feelings. Jackie is in this line. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Frank.
Yes, Jackie. Do you do this?
Yes. I lost my husband just about 18 months ago, Frank, very suddenly. He's only 55. And I still have his number on my phone. And I actually have voicemails that I would listen to as well, every now and again, just to hear his voice.
So, little messages that he sent you, just in the normal routine of life, you still have them on your phone?
Yes. If he had a phone to say, look, I'll be home in 10 minutes, put the kettle on, or whatever, those sort of messages.
Jackie, does that not add to the pain?
No, it's a bit of a comfort, Frank. At times, yes. You know, you listen to him and it upsets you, but it's a bit of a comfort to me just to be able to still hear his voice a bit, because it's still very new, you know, say it's only 18 months ago, so I do get a bit of comfort from it.
And the fact that you lost him so suddenly, it's impossible for anyone to understand if they haven't been through that.
Well, this is it, you know, people think you just move on, and, you know, it's 18 months now, and, you know, you move on, but you don't realise, you know, they say it's easier, but I don't know. I think I've still a wee bit of a journey to go yet, but it does bring me comfort just to know his number's there and his name is in my phone. And then if I want to, now and again, to see his voice, I just put the voice message on. There's a few that he's left me over the years.
Have you managed to save them in any other way other than in your phone, in case you would lose the phone or they would be accidentally deleted? Are you planning on doing that or not?
No, I don't think. I think it just, they're there and that's it. You know, I don't think it would think of saving them in any other way. You know, just at the moment they're there, and it's a comfort to me until such times that maybe I can move on from that. I don't know, but at the moment,
part of the grieving process, and very, very understandable, Jackie. And what do you get the most solace from? Actually listening back and hearing, knowing what he's going to say, but hearing it again. Or the texting him and the emptying your heart towards him. Which is the most helpful?
I mean, just hearing his voice and the wee messages means a lot to me. You know, wee things that everybody said, you know, before he came home from work or whatever. And, you know, probably there's certain times of the day I would think, well, he would have been phoning to say that or calling in, put the kettle on, sort of thing. But it just as I say, it just gives me a comfort to know that I can still hear his voice, you know, because things happen so suddenly, and you know, you didn't have time to think or to say goodbye as such. So to have that wee voice is just great.
It is. It is. It's heartbreaking, if you don't mind me saying, listening to you, Jackie.
Yeah, yeah.
Really is. It, uh-huh. It's a reminder of what people are going through who've lost a loved one, who've lost a dear person at any yeah. time, but especially recently as you have. And I really appreciate you sharing that with me and coming on the programme, Jackie. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Frank.
Thank you. Thank you. It is a reminder, isn't it? Just that hurt that goes with losing a loved one. And a little special link of just seeing their number there in front of you. 028 90 333 105. It is very sad, all of this, but there's a little smile in this particular text. And the person says, my uncle died in December 2017 and myself and my daughter found him. And I can't take his number off my phone because obviously they're so attached to their uncle. But this is the bit that gives you a little smile. It says, my mum hadn't got his friend's numbers to tell him that he died, to tell them that he died. And she rang from his phone to tell him that he died. And that maybe was okay, the answering of the phone, but then she rang back later with funeral arrangements and his mates were afraid to answer the phone. So you can understand that, can't you? You can. And this is the saddest side of all that says, I used to ring my mom's number just to hear her voice on the recorded answering service, says a lady called Jackie, listening to the programme. Jackie, good morning to you. And so many of you are remarking on a song that comes to mind, and it's an obvious one, but it's a cracking tune.
A little too much red and we got into a fight. She said I'm leaving and I let her go alone. I felt so damn bad this morning. I reached right for the phone and called her right away to beg her to forgive. The phone rang once, the phone rang twice, and then I heard her say, hey. And I waited for a call. I waited with a sinking feeling in my heart, not knowing if she'd forgive me was tearing me apart. I couldn't go on this way, I had to call again. The phone rang once, the phone rang twice, and then I heard her say, hey. Baby's called at last. Instead it was a friend who said that Joni's car had crashed. I never should have let her drive home angry from my place. I'd never hold her again and kiss that funny face. But still there was a way to hear her voice again. The phone rang once, the phone rang twice, then I heard her say,
I promise soon.
It's a great pop song. It's a very sad song as well. Paul Evans is the name of the guy, and hello, this is Joni. I look at more of your texts and emails about what is a very moving topic shortly. But I'm also going to give you a chance to win in a cracking competition that's coming up here on U105, and you could be sailing across to Scotland courtesy of P&O. Detail about that coming up very, very shortly indeed. If you're just switching on, good morning to you. 02890 333 105. Good morning. You know, some of those texts that you're sending me are so moving, and thank you very much for them. This sums it up so well. We were talking earlier about not deleting the number of a loved one from your phone after they pass away. And this says, Frank, what a touching subject. I don't think you ever get over the death of a loved one, and you just learn to live with it. It'll be a situation where you're thankful for the experiences that you shared with that person. I lost my mom to cancer back in October 2017. She never met my first child. Eva Cassidy Songbird reminds me of her. She was an exceptional person. So many of you missing the delightful people that you spent so much time with. This texter, Davey, he says, my wife passed away a year ago tomorrow after battling with cancer for 5.5 years. I keep her number at the top of my calls list, and I have a different photo of us both on Facebook every day for the past year. A different photo of both of us on Facebook for every day in the last year. These will come up on my Facebook memories forever, says Davey. Davey, it's a lovely thing to do, and you know, no one's going to question you on doing that. That is a heartwarming part of the day for you every day. Frank, my mom passed away in 2007. I still have her mobile number in my phone, also my late brother and husband's numbers. I could never bring myself to delete them, says Heather. And how hard to have the phone number of a husband, says this particular person, who walked out and you can't ring them. Divorce is another form of bereavement, says the texter, who's in a different form of heartbreak, because if you're in love with someone and they walk out and you can't ring them, and you're describing divorce as another bereavement, well, then you obviously loved that person who walked out on you and broke your heart. Frank, my husband passed away 12 years ago. I still have his number on my phone. I can't delete it. I feel I would have deleted him. Very moving commentary from you this morning on it. There's loads like that, and thank you indeed for taking the time out to send them to us, because it was a moving discussion, and I really appreciate all the input, whether we read them out or not. John has been described as the most romantic man. I read his text a little while ago. I've now got a hold of him on the phone, because John, people are thinking this is a beautiful idea that you have for you and your wife. Just remind us of what it is, John.
Hi, Frank. Just on the back of your conversation earlier on about, you know, people's numbers being in your address book with, you know, their sort of having the text message history and all the rest of it. And how this came about was my wife's mother passed away last May, and she gets a lot of comfort from, you know, looking at pictures and, you know, voicemails and stuff like that. And we're just talking about it. You know, wouldn't it be nice if both of us recorded a message to each other now? We're in good health. Let's do that. And then it means that sort of somewhere in the future, I think I said in my message, we're not imminently in danger of passing, that we can look back and we'll have that as a fond memory, something nice. Because it's easy as to record a message now in the video, you know, and you draw comfort from it at some point in the future.
And do you think people would want to look back at it? Would it not break their heart in years to come, listening to the lovely things that you were saying about each other?
At the moment, the only love people that we're sure thinking about is each other, and we both said that we think we would both get comfort from if that person was no longer there, and it being such a big part of our lives right now that we would be able to draw comfort, you know, in the nights when it's just you feel a little lonely, put the message on and just think of all the happy times.
It's a lovely idea. I think it's a very sweet idea. What duration do you think? Like a couple of minutes, or would this be like a half hour program?
I think it could be a series, Frank. You know,
no, odd breaks.
I think it'd just be something short. You know, it might even be a couple. You know, I think if we did it, maybe do one when you're on holiday, or you know, I don't know. We haven't put that much thought into it. Just this morning, we both said, you know, I'd love that. I would really love that if you were gone, and we had a wee message just saying, here, remember when we were on holiday in Portugal? Remember when we went up to Giant's Causeway and we took this wee video? at just something like that. I think it'd be great.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are agreeing. John, thank you indeed. So are you going to prepare a loving message for your partner that he or she can look at when your great number is called? 0289 0333 105. Very shortly, we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to go to the Odyssey Cinemas.